Unit 10. Be careful where you use it. Not long ago, a survey reported that 50% of men and 25% of women read while sitting on the toilet. Perhaps this is not so surprising. Many homes have magazine racks in bathrooms next to toilets. However, many people read in public restrooms as well. In our modern age, though, they are not always reading books. Today, just about everyone you meet owns a cell phone, and many of these phones are like small computers. Most phones can store and send text, while others can even access the internet. Thus, while sitting on the toilet, people with such high-tech phones can check email, text messages with friends, or surf online. Of course, they can also chat the old-fashioned way by using their voices. Such restroom activities can be risky. Plumbers often receive calls from restaurants and bars asking them to fix a toilet with a cell phone stuck in it. Cell phone insurance companies also commonly receive claims to replace cell phones damaged by water. The damage may have occurred in pools or lakes, but toilets are also to blame. The good news is that not all phones die after falling into the toilet. It is possible to save them. Just follow these steps. First, get the phone out of the toilet. Then, take out the battery and dry it off. Dry the phone as well. If the memory card can be removed, take it out and dry it. Next, put the phone in a bag of dry rice. Leave it there for a day. If the water damage was not severe, the phone should work after that.